Welcome to Next Day Prep. The market took a breather today, giving back some of yesterday's big gains. What was the main driver behind the reversal?
It all came down to one number, the July ISM Services PMI. It came in at just 50.1, barely in expansion territory and well below expectations. The market did not like that one bit.
Right, and digging into that report, it wasn't just the headline number. The employment index contracted faster, and the prices paid index went up. That's a nasty combination.
Exactly. It screams stagflation, and that spooked investors. We saw a pretty quick reversal from the open, with the S&P 500 closing down 0.5% and the NASDAQ shedding nearly 0.5%.
But it wasn't a total washout. There were some interesting divergences under the surface, right?
Absolutely. This was a story of rotation. While the mega cap growth names that led yesterday got hit, small caps actually pushed higher, with the Russell 2000 gaining over 0.5%. We also saw strength in materials and energy.
So a classic risk-off rotation into value and cyclicals, and away from the big tech leaders. The SPY is now consolidating around that 628 support level, with resistance up at 630. It feels like the market is waiting for its next cue.
That's the perfect way to put it. The QQQ is in a similar spot, testing support near 559. There's a lot of caution out there, especially with President Trump floating new tariff plans for semiconductors and pharmaceuticals.
That certainly didn't help the tech sector. The semi-index was down over 1%. But even with that macro headwind, earnings season delivered some incredible individual stories today.
Oh, it was a wild day for earnings. The main event has to be Lemonade, ticker LMND. The stock absolutely exploded, up almost 30%.
A 30% move. What was the catalyst?
A monster report and a massive short squeeze. Their key metric, in-force premium, surged 29%. Their loss ratio improved dramatically. And with 32% of the float short, well, that's rocket fuel.
Wow. You don't see that every day. What else stood out in the tech space, especially given the sector's weakness?
Two big ones. Palantir, PLTR, beat on earnings and revenue and guided higher. The stock popped almost 8%, fighting the tape all day. And then you have Axon, which just crushed its report and raised guidance. A huge beat.
It's interesting. The broader sector is weak, but strong fundamentals are still getting rewarded. It seems like it's becoming a stock picker's market.
It is 100% a stock picker's market. You can't just buy the index right now. You have to find these pockets of strength. On that note, Axon is at the top of my continuation watch list.
Okay, so let's get into the actionable ideas. What's the setup on Axon after that huge report?
The stock has clear momentum. I'm watching for it to hold support around the $860 level. If it can consolidate there, the next leg up could test resistance at $875. It has the fundamental wind in its sails.
Got it. A continuation play on an earnings winner. What about names that haven't broken out yet? Anything on your anticipation list?
Definitely. I'm watching a healthcare name, Ascendis Pharma, ticker ASND. It's not a screaming buy yet, but it's quietly building a base. It's showing signs of accumulation, pushing up against resistance near 187 on increasing volume.
So you're looking for a potential breakout there. What are the key levels?
I'd like to see a clean break and hold above 187. A good entry could be on a dip toward the 186 level, with a stop just below 185.50. The target on a breakout would be 188 and higher. It's a textbook anticipation setup.
That makes sense. Find the strength, whether it's already running or just getting started. So looking ahead to tomorrow, what's on the economic calendar?
It's a bit lighter, but we still have some things to watch. We'll get the weekly mortgage applications and crude oil inventories. But the main event will be the Treasury's 10-year note auction in the afternoon. After a weak 3-year auction today, the market will be watching that one very closely.
It sounds like the theme is to be nimble. The leadership is shifting, and it's all about finding the individual stocks that can buck the trend.
That's the takeaway. Focus on the earnings winners, manage your risk, and don't get married to any one sector. The market is talking, and right now it's telling us to be selective.
Great insights. That's all the time we have for today. We'll be back tomorrow to break down all the action. Thanks for listening.